She idly fingered the slippery red bow atop the festively wrapped gift and pursed her lips. This had to be one of the stupidest ideas Saul had ever come up with, inter-office Secret Santa. How was she supposed to know what to get anyone? Least of all, Mary Ellen, the ironically unfriendly receptionist with an affinity for Cheese Whiz, whose name Noel had unfortunately drawn. A pallet of Cheese Whiz cans had seemed considerable, but Noel had settled on a simple holiday candle. The bus lurched to a stop, throwing the passengers forward in their seats. Noel got to her feet and tried to ignore the probing stares of old men and greasy guys eyeing her with obvious interest. Her long legs and curvaceous figure had always drawn extraordinary attention, but she'd never learned how to brush it off properly. Climbing precariously down the bus stairs, she stepped onto the curb and looked up at the imposing buildings around her. New York City always took her breath away, especially now with Christmas decorations sparkling and twinkling from every which way. "Fancy seeing you here." Noel swung her gaze to her right, startled. Beside her, with his usual panty-soaking smile, stood Drew, all 6 feet of him in crisp, snow-flecked glory. His carefully tousled dishwater hair looked haloed by the excess of Christmas lights decorating the street. Noel swallowed a moan of longing and replaced it with a friendly greeting. "Hey, Drew," she said, smiling cheerfully. "I didn't notice you." "Well, I definitely noticed you," he replied. His voice had taken on a low, sultry tone that practically made her start to quiver.
"You did?"
"Yeah, I was wondering why there were men with their noses pressed against the glass on that bus. Lo and behold," he gestured a hand at her dressy figure. She flushed, her cheeks feeling strangely warm against the nip of winter air.
"I see the hype," he added.
Before she could garble out a thank you, he motioned to the rotating glass door in front of them.
"Shall we?"
She nodded. They strode into the massive marble entrance together and headed purposefully to the elevator. Her palms were clammy on the wrapped candle. It was normal for her to feel awkward around men she had an interest in. Oh, God, she tripped every single time she walked past Jeremy Pope in college. But Drew made her more nervous. He brought out a self-conscious side of her that was unfamiliar to her. She became extremely aware of her body whenever he was near. Once they'd gotten into the elevator and the doors had closed, the silence seemed to eat away at her. She kept her eyes on the cream floor beneath her Jimmy shoes, determined not to meet his gaze in any of the surrounding mirrors on the elevator walls.
"Some party, huh?" Drew asked.
The break of quiet brought Noel an internal sigh of relief.
"I don't know why Saul would think a bunch of crotchety old insurance people would be a good time."
"I think he's hoping us young people will frighten the elders into retirement," she replied with a careful smile. He laughed.
"Challenge accepted."
Before the conversation could die off into uncomfortable silence again, Noel asked, "So, what did you get?" She nodded pointedly at the box tucked beneath his arm.
"Well, I can't tell you that," he said with a grin and a raised brow. "What if I picked your name?"
She made a face and said, "Fair enough." The door opened to reveal the all-too-familiar sign, Abbott Insurance Incorporated, mounted on the wall opposite them. Noel stepped out of the elevator with a rush of relaxation. This was familiar. Even in its dark post-office-hour state, the smell of file folders and old coffee was actually a comfort. She knew who she was in this environment. That girl in the elevator with the moist pussy and sexual yearning was unknown to her.
"I don't think anyone else is here yet," Drew observed, peering through the sheets of glass that served as walls into the Abbott's office.
He dug into his pocket and withdrew a key.
"I figured Saul would already be downing the spiked cider and singing Christmas carols."